I was married and divorced again before I was 23 years old, this time to a prominent band leader, a man who many women wanted. I thought this would give me ego strength, make me feel wanted and secure, and alleviate my fears. But again, nothing changed inside me. The only importance in all of this lies in the fact that at 23, I was just as sick as I was at 33 when I came into AA. But at that time, I apparently had no place to go because I had no drinking problem. Had I been able to explain to a psychiatrist the feelings of futility, loneliness, and lack of purpose that had come with my deep sense of personal failure at this second divorce, I seriously doubt that the good doctor could have convinced me that my basic problem was a spiritual hunger. But AA has shown me this was the truth. And if I had been able to turn to the church at that time, I'm sure they could not have convinced me my sickness was within myself, nor could they have shown me that the need for self-analysis that AA has shown me is vital if I am to survive. So I had no place to go, or so it seemed to me. I wasn't afraid of anything or anybody after I learned about drinking. It seemed right from the beginning that with liquor, I could always retire to my little private world where nobody could get at me to hurt me. It seemed only fitting that when I did finally fall in love, it was with an alcoholic. And for the next 10 years, I progressed as rapidly as is humanly possible into what I believe to be hopeless alcoholism. During this time, our country was at war. My husband was soon in uniform and among the first to go overseas. My reaction to this was identical in many